Baba Basra Daf Nun Chesumet Beis, page 58, side B. Umazmin Leilidina, and he's going to invite the judge for a din. Pasle, are you going to disqualify him? Just because somebody went and demanded him, he's disqualified, even though at the end he turns out that he wins the case, but it doesn't make sense. But this is the way you should write. Kol dayin de miskari lidin umapki memenei memoina bedin. Any judge who was demanded to court, and then they took out money from him for the court, lav shmei dayin, he's not considered to be a judge, because one who is a gazlan, one who is a robber, is disqualified to judge. Because since he will crooked the halacha in order, because of the bribes that he will receive. So they wrote so. So in other words, as he instructed them. And after what they wrote themselves, they wrote like this. Baram, however, Savei di Yehud Amri, this is what they wrote after them. The elders of the Jews say, Kol dayin miskiri lidin umapki menei mayna bedin lav shmei dayin. That a judge who is called to judgment, and then they take out money from my judgment, he is not called a dayin. Another story, Rabbi Noah, when he was sitting at the gate of the city, Chazo, Rabbi Noah said, Iksiv, that it was written on the gates of the city, Bereish kolmosoi kolmoiso anodam. The head of the top of all death is I on the blood. In other words, that the blood is the cause for all death. A person doesn't die, but because of too much blood, that he hasn't let blood out in the right times, done the hakoza, the letting of the blood. The head of all life is I am it, is wine. In other words, the wine is the cause that people should live, because the wine gives life to all those drinkers. So Rabbi Noah says, now one who falls down from the attic and dies, one who falls down from a palm tree and dies, domakatli, is that because he has a lot of blood he died? But there's definitely, there's other ways of death which have nothing to do with the blood. Pursue and further, if it is true that the wine gives life to all those who drink it, is man the darki lememus, any person who is about to die, for example, a goisus, he's just about to die, mashkele chamre v'chaye, so you can give him wine to drink, and that is going to provide him with life. Certainly not so. So Noah said, Elohi boy lemichtav. So you have to write. The head, the top of all sickness is the blood, because he did not do the bloodletting in time. And the head of all healings is the wine. In other words, that if he drinks wine properly and fittingly, then he won't come to sicknesses. How? And this is actually the way they added over there. They wrote, Kosvachi, Baram, some of the Yidu Amar, the elders of the Jews say, Bereish kol marna no dam, Bereish kol aso no chamar. And that is because ba'ased les chamor tamon nisbo samonim. In a place where there is no wine, so there is necessary medicine for healing, because there is a lot of sicknesses there. Since the Gemara brought stories with regards to things that were written on the gates of the city, so the Gemara brings another matter which was written on the city, on the gate of the city. Ksiva pischa de kapotikia. On the door of the, on the opening of the gate in the city of Kapotkia, it was written like this: Anpak, Anbag, Anta. In other words, these three names are really one measure, and they wrote it so to teach the people of the city with regards to buying and selling, that if the seller made a condition to sell his friend the measure of an anpak or an anbag, so then his intention is to the shear of an antal. So anpak or anbag is an antal. The Gemara says, "Veizo antal." What is the shear of an antal? Zehu reviz shel Torah. This is a reviz of the Torah. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah continues to teach us that in a way that the one who used, that a way that a person used the yard of his friend in a permanent way, so he has a chazaka, but if it's something which is not permanent, then he doesn't have a chazaka. The marzabim, those are the gutters which are meant to take the water from the roof and to bring them down, were set, made of two parts. there was a mazchila and there was a marzer. The mazchila, that's the pipe which is set to the length or the width of the roof, and the water that comes down the slanty roof goes into the mazchila. In the edge of the, at the end of the mazchila, you put in the marzer. That's the small pipe through which the water directed further away from the house, so that the water doesn't fall on the house, but it goes further away. So we're saying hamarziv ein lechazok, which means like this: if the roof belongs to one person and the yard belongs to another person, and the owner of the roof put up a marziv, that downspout, or that distances from his wall into the air of the owner of the yard, and now he argues that he had received from the owner of the yard the privilege to place the marziv in his yard. So even if he had a chazaka 3 years, he doesn't have a chazaka, because since it is not a permanent thing, the owner of the chotzer does not care and to protest. However, but the place, the owner of the marziv has a chazaka for the place, as the Gemara will explain. The maschela does have a chazaka because this is a permanent thing. The owner of the chotzer would not allow, is makpit, he cares about it, and he would protest. Sulam hamitzri, the Egyptian type of ladder, which is a small ladder, if a person places it in the yard of his friend in order to get up to his roof or to his pigeon coop or to the coop over there, ein lechazaka, then that does not have a chazaka, because since it is not permanent, so the owner of the yard doesn't care about it, and therefore it's possible that's why he didn't care to protest. But vilat soiri, to the ladder which is a soiri, which is a large and permanent ladder in its place, if the person placed it in the yard of his friend and he didn't protest, yesh lechazaka, he does have a chazaka, because since it's a permanent thing, the owner of the yard should have protested. Chaloin hamitzris, a small window, which is called the Egyptian window, if the person makes it in order to be able to look, in order to guard his orchard or his garden, and the window is open to the yard of his friend, ein lo chazaka, doesn't have a chazaka, the owner of the chotzer can build opposite his window and to block it off. And the owner of the window cannot argue that he already had a chazaka and the privilege that his window should be open to this place. So because since it's a small window, it's not a permanent, and it's possible that therefore the owner did not care to protest. But vilat soidis, if it's a large window, since that is made there for permanent, so then the owner of the yard should have protested. And from the fact that he was quiet in protest, he definitely agreed, and he must have paid him for it, he gave him as a gift, and therefore, yesh lo chazaka, he has a chazaka, and the owner of the yard is not permitted to build and to obscure the vision so that the person shouldn't be able to see through that window. The Mishnah explains, Eizo hi chalon hamitzris, what is considered to be the small window, the chalon hamitzris, kol she'en reisha shel odom yachal lekonis l'toicha, if the head of a person cannot go into there, that's called a small window. Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh lo malbin, if the window has a malbin, has a frame of wood, even though that a head of a person cannot enter there, nevertheless, since he made in the window a permanent structure, and the owner of the yard did not protest, hare zoi chazaka, then that is a chazaka. So the Gemara, Mai, what is the meaning of the Mishnah? Hamarziv ein loy chazaka v'yesh lemkoyim chazaka. That it does not chazaka, the place has a chazaka. In other words, for what purposes does the marva have a chazaka, and for what purpose it doesn't have a chazaka? The Gemara brings now three interpretations of the meaning of the Mishnah. First interpretation, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, says Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, this is what he's saying. Hamarzim ein lechazoka beruach achas. It doesn't have a chazok on one side. In other words, the owner of the yard can remove the marziv from one end of the maschila to the other end, because since the owner of the roof isn't losing anything of this, so there is no permanency that it should always be laying on that side. And therefore, the owner of the yard didn't care to protest it. But v'yeshla mekoyme chazoka, but his place, he has a chazoka in one of the two sides of the mazchila, which means that the owner of the chotzer cannot totally get him out of his chotzer, because general house is impossible to be without a marziv, without this flow, without this gutter piece. And when he makes this marziv in the yard, he makes it for permanence, and the owner of the chutzah should have protested within 3 years, and since he didn't protest, he lost. The second interpretation is Rabbi Chanina Omar. Rabbi Chanina says that the Mishnah is trying to tell you Hamarziv ein lechazaka, which means she'im ha'ya orich, if the marziv was long so that the flow of the water would be pushed away more than necessary, mekatzre, the owner of the chatzer is permitted to shorten it, but for this he has a chazoka she'im ba. If the owner of the chatzer comes le'oikrei to tear it out totally, he cannot tear it out, even not from this side of the maschila to the other side. And the third interpretation is Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar. He says that the Mishnah's intention to say is Hamar zevein lechazoka, it doesn't have a chazoka with regards shim roitze liv neistacht of boine, that if the owner of the chazoka wants to build, it can build until he reaches the marzev. And the owner of the roof cannot say that he has the chazoka on the marzev and anything that's underneath it, because although that the owner of the yard gave him permission to hang his marziv in the ear of the yard, he did not give him the property that's underneath the marziv. Yesh lemekayim chazaka, but he has the place has a chazaka shim bola ikre, that if the owner of the yard comes to take away the marziv from its place in order to build a higher structure in the place where the marziv was, ein ikre, he's not allowed to tear it out, because the owner of the roof has the chazaka on the place of the marziv.